Edmonton, Amber Rosenza of Edmonton, is hoping to become the latest Maxim cover girl. Maxim is an online and print men's entertainment magazine that publishes articles on entertainment, technological gadgets, automobiles, and travel. It boasts a readership of 9 million worldwide. The Maxim contest raises funds to help build and remodel handicap-accessible homes for disabled veterans, with 25% of proceeds going to fund the nonprofit Homes for Wounded Warriors. The public can vote for contestants once each day for free, but can cast additional votes for $1 each. The voting started on Monday, June 13. The winner receives $25,000 and will be flown to France for a multi-location photo shoot with famed fashion photographer Giles Bensimon, whose portfolio includes Linda Evangelista, Beyoncé, and Gisele Bündchen. "I have been following their Instagram page since I was 16. Rosenza is now 21. So I knew about the contest, plus one of my best friends entered the contest 3 years ago and did quite well, coming in fifth," Rosenza said. "Following her journey, I was inspired by her, so when I saw an article on my Instagram newsfeed that they were looking for applicants, I thought, why not give it a shot and see what happens?" Rosenza now resides in Edmonton, but graduated from Barrhead Composite High School in 2017. "My grandma Rose worked for Nelson Sand and Gravel as a flagger in the paving industry and asked if I would be interested in the job as she was looking to retire," she said. Rosenza accepted her grandmother's offer to take the job and started working her way up the ladder for Nelson, switching companies on occasion to take advantage of other opportunities, rising to the point where she is now a heavy equipment operator on a paving crew. "It is good money, and I enjoy working outside, and since I only work 6 months out of the year, it gives me a chance to pursue what I am passionate about," she said. In the off-season, Rosenza enjoys traveling, exploring hidden gems and abandoned buildings and structures, snowboarding and playing the guitar. She is also trying to get her business off the ground as an influencer and cannabis advocate. As a cannabis advocate, Rosenza invites cannabis companies to send her products to review. "In high school, I was all about photography and art, and I use those skills to take pictures of the products that I am promoting," she said. Rosenza said she first got interested in the cannabis industry as a high school student. "I don't drink or do other drugs, but I do like to smoke the occasional joint," she said. She added that she did not plan to become a cannabis advocate, noting that when she first started, she would post a review on Instagram or other social media platforms about a cannabis product she liked. "I started to get noticed, and companies started to ask me if they could send me products to review," she said. "It started small, where I would review things for free, trading their products for a post, but now I am getting to the point where I can make some money on it." Rosenza said she always had an interest in modeling as well, saying she would use photography and self-portraits as a way to overcome her shyness. "I am now really comfortable with myself," she said. "I enjoy the entire process of getting dressed up, being creative and taking pictures. It makes me feel good about myself, which is another reason why I think I decided to enter the contest." Rosenza has successfully passed the first cutoff, being in the top 20 in her group. The next cutoff is June 30, when Rosenza will need to be in the top 15 to advance. The next cutoff after that is July 7, when contestants need to be in the top 10 of their group to advance. Maxim will announce the winner of their CoverGirl 2022 contest on August 18. To help Rosenza advance to future rounds, go to www.maximcovergirl.com/2022/amber-rosenza. People can vote once a day. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.